This is the BBC.
To see a male red star is a big deal. To see him well, in all his red, grey, black and white finery, a bigger deal still. A very nervous, flighty bird, so the red tail that gives them their name is often the only thing you notice as they dash away between trees. I noticed, looking back through years of records, that I always seemed to see them migrating through my area on April the 20th, my older sister's birthday. When my sister passed away in 2004 from cancer, seeing them on that date took on an exaggerated importance. The return of the red star was proof for me that the world was still spinning, heedless of my grief and all the other feelings that came out. There's a melancholy quality to the song, but what's most striking for me is that it sounds almost unfinished, as though the bird has started with the best of intentions, then tailed off into inarticulacy as the size of the task of finding a mate and maintaining a territory strikes him. So April the 20th will remain Red Start Day in my birding notebook, because, and despite of all the weight of memory it carries, there's no better time to hear and to see one.
This is the BBC.